Let's talk about privilege. I don't think privilege really comes down to the color of your skin. I think it just comes down to having money and looking hot and wearing clothes that is in fashion. Because let's take the Guys We Fuck podcast. They're doing great and they're doing great. And Barstool Sports, they wanted a podcast just like that. So they put an ad out. They wanted two females. That, boom. That's how, what is that? Call Her Daddy was made. Two hot chicks talking about sex. Literally the same thing. But they're just not Jewish. And they're white hot girls. You see how privileged people get away with things, but it's not like privilege in the way we think it is. It's just like privilege by looks. And that's why left, right, whatever the fuck side you're on, it doesn't matter. It's all about looks. That one Dave Portnoy, he only wants to be around like hot chicks. Pretty much, I mean, who doesn't want to be around just hot people? But like at some age, you just like are like, fuck it, you know, because now it's like, I don't want to fucking dye my hair every 2 weeks to keep up, but I have to deal with the prejudice of people thinking I'm like fucking 60 years old because I'm a Latina and I started going gray at fucking 18. Oh, and definitely not like super right wing, because I don't trust any church, and neither should you, because most churches tell me I'm going to hell because I refuse to get married. Well, you tell me why I'd ever have faith in getting married in the court system when my own husband lied to me on my marriage license. He should have put divorced with two kids, but he actually put never married, and then he even got remarried, had the nerve to remarry while we're still married. And get this, he got remarried like literally the day before our 15th anniversary. I don't know if he was like thinking like I'd be super pissed off or something. All I know is if I was his current wife, I would be really pissed off if I found out this information. Like, why the fuck couldn't he wait? Huh? Like, what was the rush? I don't know. I think he just needed a place to live because his credit was so bad, because he sucked with child support with his other kids. I mean, he even had a makeup that I beat him up in domestic violence to get out of alimony. Winner, winner there. Which one day I'll be able to prove my name was slandered.